What's up, you guys, and happy hump day. Today is Wednesday, May 18, 2022, and I hope you guys do not mind this music in the background. My brother's just trying to get into the vibes. But today, I kind of want to talk to you guys about having a bad day and it just being one bad day. Yesterday on my Instagram page, if you guys do not follow me, please do so at A Ray of Light LLC on Instagram. I did a video and made a couple posts about having a bad day and it just being one bad day. Yesterday was really tough for me, and I was dealing with some things really financially with business, and I really had to start my day like that. I woke up and was really just kind of bombarded with something that, you know, like I said in my video, wasn't really too pleasing. So, you know, I had to put my hat on, boss lady hat on, and just handle and do whatever it is that I had to do, right? And that particular thing really got me really down, and just really had me thinking about a lot of things, like, you know, why would certain things like that happen, and how do we bounce back from things like that? And it's really like a mind thing where either you're going to let situations like that kind of make your day worse or really set the tone for your day. And that was something that I did yesterday. You know, I really wallowed in that whole thing of, I'm so upset, I'm sad, I'm not really sure what to do. But as I went to sleep, it was like my dreams were really telling me, like, you know, this is really just a mind thing, you know. This isn't happening to you, it's just happening. And it's one of those things, like, you know, tomorrow will be better because it's just a day. You know, it's not something that's going to last forever. You're going to get through it. You're going to work through it. And, you know, it's just going to be that. It's going to be a thing of the past. And what happened today was I woke up, you know, really in a better mood. I, you know, my wife made me coffee. We got a chance to, you know, laugh and do some work together with her actually helping me. And, you know, we were looking at some, you know, really like a lot of nostalgia stuff, like looking at old Word Up magazines and things like that. And it really kind of brightened my day. You know, I was laughing, I was smiling, but it made me feel better. And to be honest, I had to deal with the same issue again today. But this time it was handled a little better because I was just like, you know, hey, I knew the situation was going to kind of pour over just a little bit because, you know, it was still some things that kind of need to be handled in the background. And that was perfectly fine. You know, things like that really, really do happen in business. You know, you think that you handle everything and it's not actually handled, you know, all the way through. And sometimes you got to do a little bit more to kind of handle situations when it comes to business and, you know, with finances, you know, when it happens. So what I did, I handled it a little better today and was in a much better space. I was able to kind of, you know, rock out for this Wednesday and handle some business and do some social media things. But it sparked the conversation in me to just kind of, you know, talk to you guys about it. Like, how do you handle, you know, having a bad day? You know, we talk about even myself and just how, like, it's just one bad day and it's, you know, it's just one day, you know, and it doesn't even have to be bad. But what happens when, you know, those feelings actually do engulf you and, you know, just being really upset or just being sad about it or being angry about it and you're trying to figure out what to do, what is my next move, you know? And I think as humans, we don't really think about that a lot as far as like, why is this making me sad? Why is this making me angry? Or why is this particular thing? Why am I letting it kind of mess up my day or, you know, set the tone for my day, you know? And that's something to really think about when we sit and we think about the thing that's happened, the actions that are happening or the things that are being said. Like, can we take a step back and just sit there and think, like, why am I letting this control me? Or why am I letting this make me upset? Or what is it about this that is making me so furious that I have to do these things, or I have to feel sad, or I have to act out, you know? So I had time to do that last night, even though I was wrecking my brain and overthinking. I had time to do that last night. And so, you know, with today being a new day, it was like, you know, hey, you know, it was something that happened, but it's not happening to me, right? And when I really got a chance to think about it, just like I stated before, this is really like a mind thing. You can rewire your mind to just be like, you know, okay, this is just something that happened. It's not going to make me, you know, wallow all day or make me be upset with everybody or just not want to do anything because this particular thing is happening. And it's like, if you can sit and do that, you are taking control over yourself. It doesn't have to be, you know, taking control over the situation, because that's not what we're trying to do. We're not trying to control the situation. You're trying to have self-control over your emotions. And that is what we do not think about. In the same instance, when somebody's making us upset, there is no need to control the other person or trying to figure out why they're doing this. No, take self-control over how we respond and how we react to it. And that is what will set the tone for, okay, this is how the rest of my day is going to go, because I'm not going to let that bother me. I used to admire people. And when I say used to, it's just because now I can find that in myself. I used to admire people who could lose someone or just have something so traumatic happen to them, and they can show up to work and just like, you know, hey, yeah, I'm fine. It's just a day. It's just something that happened. I'm fine. I'll deal with this when I get home. And me, you know, because I was so prone to having trouble dealing with day-to-day life, I was really prone on just having bouts of depression, having episodes, because I couldn't deal with the things that were happening or changing around me. So when you talk about somebody like that, and then something happens and they have to show up for class, or they have to show up for work, or they have to show up for their kids or do something like that, I'm pretty sure in your head, you're just like, dang, well, how is she going to do that? Because she's already prone on having bouts of depression, or already prone on, you know, just feeling really blue. Well, for me, I was amazed at how just yesterday I was just like, you know what? This is really like fudging up my day, and I need to figure out how to bounce back from this. So everything in the world was just like in my head popping up like, oh, you know, I'm not good at doing this. I can't do this. And that's normally what happens when something upsets me. I start second guessing it down every single thing that I do in my life. And this is something that I am really working on. So I want you guys to know that this is raw, honest information that I'm telling you, because I am human. I am just like you. So when things go wrong, like, I immediately try to go to this whole self-doubt thing. And I'm trying my hardest to not do that, because that's not the time for you to second guess and doubt everything in your life, and especially you, because not everything, and let me not say that. Things are not your fault, okay? It's not that things like just ironically happen. It's kind of like a full circle moment. Things happen to remove things or make things better or to make space for something else. You know what I'm saying? So for me, when I figured that, you know, okay, this is happening, and I got to figure out a way to bounce back from this, right? So when I had a chance to really think about it, I was just like, you know, is this really something that is worth my energy and my time to stay here, to think about it, to be upset? And I said, no. But at that moment, I acknowledged my feelings and said, I am sad, and I'm sad because I want to be sad. Because at the moment, I didn't have a resolution or an answer to just be like, it's going to be okay. And let me say this. It's okay to do that. If you're upset about something, And, you know, somebody's just like, you know, hey, it's okay, you know, things are going to be better. You can choose to just be like, you know, hey, I am sad. And I'm going to choose to be sad. Because that is your choice. You can choose to be sad. Take a moment, be sad, do whatever. But I think what made a light bulb kind of pop in my head for me was because I acknowledged that for the first time. All before, it was kind of one of those things where people was just like, you know, okay, well, don't be upset about it, or, well, don't get angry, or, you know, calm down. But in that situation, my wife did not try to calm me down. She didn't say, hey, you need to try this. No, I was given the space, the safe space, to be like, I am sad and I want to be sad. So that gave me the opportunity to, one, be free to say what I need to say, to voice my actual feelings, to be okay in those feelings, and to acknowledge those feelings that, yes, I am sad. And I'm sad because I'm choosing to be sad. And right now, that is what I want to do. And that is perfectly okay. A lot of people will tell you, you know, hey, those feelings aren't, you know, really good. You know, you probably just need to, you know, do this and do that. But nobody can actually tell you, like, this is what you need to do. I'm speaking from experience, because when you acknowledge how you feel and you realize, I am choosing to feel this way because the situation isn't making me feel that way. I'm choosing to feel that way and stay there because that's just how I feel right now. Everything is going to kind of come to you like, you know what? I had an opportunity and space to be sad and want to be sad in this space. And now I'm going to choose to not be sad anymore. And that's exactly what happened. You know, I blessed myself and prayed before I went to bed. And when I woke up the next morning, it was kind of like an aha clarity moment, because my dreams were letting me know, like, sweetheart, it's just a mind thing. You can stay in that or you can come out of it. And when I decided, I don't really want to be sad about this no more. And I did all this while sleeping. And I woke up and I said, you know what? I'm okay. I'm fine. Even if the situation was constantly still going on, guess what? I could still choose to pick myself up and not be sad about it. Because guess what? It's just one bad day. It's just something that happened, but it's not happening to me. So I don't have to be sad about that. And I think that is the message that I'm trying to clearly get across to my listeners and, you know, people who may hear me all over the platforms, that you don't have to stay in whatever emotion or feeling that you're in. Can you feel it and stay in it? You know, like, for the moment? Sure. Nobody's telling you that you can't. But when you acknowledge that and you recognize that that's exactly what you're feeling, I promise you, something will click and you're just going to be like, you know what? I can feel another way. I don't have to keep staying here, because it's not going to feel good after you acknowledged it. After you acknowledge and recognize that feeling and that emotion, it's going to be like, okay, do you like where you are? Do you like this? And your mind is going to be like, no, we don't really like how this feels. We're going to choose to do something else. And there you can choose to pick yourself up and be like, you know what? It's okay, because it happened. It's happening. And that's fine. But does it have to drag me out with it, or just have a ball and chain on me, like I'm locked to this thing? No. You can choose to just go about your business and be happy and just be like, you know, I got this. But let's deal with this a little later. Or when I have the mental capacity to just be like, I have a resolution, then we can deal with that. I think, you know, it comes from when we're smaller, of course. You know, as children, we cry, we whine for things that we want. And our parents always tell us, hey, stop that. Don't do that. Don't cry. Or stop that. Why are you acting this way? Young ladies don't act this way. Little boys don't act this way. But what would have probably been a little bit more effective is to really tell us, hey, I know that you are upset that you can't have this. And that's okay. It's okay for you to feel that way. But you can't keep, you know, wallowing. And I mean, you know, saying it like in a child, you know, to a child, it's just kind of like, you know, hey, it's okay for you to be upset that you can't have this. Okay. But we're going to be upset for this moment. And then we're going to be okay. Right. Because guess what? This is just one thing. And we don't have to stay here. And then we can start offering solutions. I feel like, you know, growing up, it probably would have been a little bit more effective if our parents could have done something to that effect to help us and kind of stimulate that thing. Like, we don't have to actually stay here just because we feel this way. You know, it's just really for a moment because something is hurting our feelings or something is making us sad. But we don't have to actually stay here. And the fact that they know that, hey, we're feeling this way and they're going to give me the space to feel this way. And then after that, we're going to feel better. Because we did what we needed to do in this space in this second. And so now we're going to move on, right? It would have been so helpful. And so now, even with my own children and even in my life, with my partner and things like that, we share that. It's like, I know that you might be upset about something or maybe this made you angry. And it's okay. You can feel that way. Go ahead. Take the space that you need and time you need. But when you finish all that, we have to get up and we still have to go through life, you know? And I feel like, you know, even with grief, none that might be a little touchy for some people. I know how it feels to lose someone very, 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 very close. And it's like, yes, with grief, I feel like grief doesn't stop until you realize that that person is so much better off than you are. And when I say that, I mean that spiritually, because they are somewhere where they don't have to worry about aches and pains or dealing with the troubles, you know, with life. They're okay. You know, they're peaceful. So I feel like once we get to know and feel that and know that they are always with us, that's where that grief starts to kind of let up. And it's not that we don't constantly miss that person, because we always will always miss them until we see them again. But it gives us a hope and a faith to pick up and be like, you know, I am okay, because I cherish the memories. I cherish the good times that we've had, and that makes me happy. So in that same sense, it's like, you know, we take our moment, and sometimes grief looks totally different for everybody. Sometimes grief lasts a very long time than other people. You know, it differs, just like how it will look for other individuals who just like those who decide that, you know, maybe they need to take time off, or maybe they need more than 2 weeks or a month, 2 months, 3 months. All of those things look totally different for everybody. And so when we look at grief, I feel like grief can be one of those things that does disappear. But like I said, we will always miss a person. But we get a chance to be in that space, to be comfortable in those feelings and voice it and speak up and be like, hey, I am feeling this way. And I choose to stay here because maybe it feels good for the time being. But after a while, your mind is really going to pop and be like, you know, this is not really something that we like. I don't like this feeling. And so eventually, you know, two and two will come together. And you're just going to be like, yeah, we got to do something different. So I feel like when we do have bad days, you know, when we grieve or when something really pisses us off, we have that moment to do that. To stay there, to do whatever. Have a tantrum. Do whatever. We have that space and we have the time, but when that time is up, literally, you have the capacity to change it and just be like, you know what? Yeah, this is just one day and I'm not really going to let that F up my day, you know, so it's all good. We're going to go ahead and change this narrative. We're going to change this mood and we're going to go about our day like everything's okay. And it is. It's not that you're faking it or trying to put on the front, but your mind is just like, hey, this is just something that happened. This is just one day and it's not going to be the rest of your life unless you choose it to be the rest of your life. And that will be a different story. But right now, you know, we're talking about this just being, you know, one bad day. And, you know, in my video, I talked about, you know, if you have somebody like a companion, a friend or anybody, a pet, something to, you know, kind of wake you up and make you smile or make you laugh. Or even if you don't, if you can turn on a show or a podcast or something that can give you some type of enjoyment to start your day, even prayer, meditation, that will dictate the rest of your day and how you handle situations. You know, I started my day yesterday like I normally would. You know, I got up and meditated and said my prayers. And the thing was, I didn't just get up and go straight up there and was just like, oh, okay, well, we're going to go pray and meditate. No, I got up, I saw the message, and that's where it started. I let that control my day because I saw the messages first. Instead of me just getting up and just trying to, you know, set the tone for my day and doing something that will make me happy or brings me enjoyment, I grab my phone to look at messages. And I really don't, you know, I know some people are really attached to their phones, or, you know, they're workaholics and the first thing that they do is grab their phones because they wake up and be like, okay, what do I have to do today? But that is something that I'm trying to work on as well, because I feel like we should get up, enjoy our day first, and then we need to check emails, messages, and things of that sort. So, you know, like I said, that's a different story as well. But that was just, you know, a little story time. I turned into a podcast, turned into a lesson, you know, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, that was really like raw, honest truth. Like something that really happened to me that I was going through and experienced. And I just wanted to tell you guys that, because this, we can control and handle anything if we put our mind to it, and that's like a literal thing. All you have to do is put your mind to it, because your mind can change anything. Your mind can make you believe anything, make you see it, feel it. It's all in your mind. You are powerful and your mind is powerful. And don't ever forget that. You can change any reality. You can change any thinking, any talk, because it's all in your head. So, I know this was probably a little long, I'm not sure, but I appreciate you guys staying for this story time and podcast. And I hope that you guys in some way find this inspirational or get some encouragement out of it, hearing my stories and, you know, my experiences. But I hope you guys enjoyed this Wednesday. And please, you know, check out all the links that are listed in the bio of my podcast. I have a candle and aromatherapy shop, and I also have a life coaching and counseling business. I do tarot readings, mediumship, intuitive counseling. If you just need a spiritual healing session, all that good stuff. And I have candles, oils, soaps, bath soaps, bundle boxes, all that good stuff. So, you know, use the chat, click on the links or email, and, you know, just hit me up if you guys need anything. As always, it's always a pleasure to talk to you guys and share with you guys my experiences. I hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful day. I hope you have a wonderful week and a weekend. Peace out.